Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, and we would love to hear from you on this edition. The lines are wide open, and we invite your call now to 844-322-2742. If you have a Bible question or something you would like to discuss, give us a call right now, 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel, everybody, even if I don't know the number. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. It is Election Day, and I hope our listeners have gone out and voted, or at least after this broadcast, they'll go out and vote if they haven't done so as of yet. But as far as believers are concerned and as far as American citizens are concerned, this certainly is a wonderful privilege that we have to actually let our voice be heard in a polling booth. So go and make your voice heard today. Vote for the candidate that you feel best is suited to lead our country forward, a candidate that has a platform that aligns with your values and beliefs, and pull that lever and make it happen, and be thankful that you live in a country where you have that freedom. It's so vitally important. I know there are believers all over the world that don't have the privilege that we do, that they just have to meet within the shadows. You know, they actually can't come out and you know, express themselves publicly. They have to worship, you know, in silence. They have to worship underground and all of those sort of things. And those folks are actually praying for Christians here in America. And it's amazing. It really, really is. Yes, very much so. So go out and vote. Let your voice be heard. I think it's so vitally important. Yeah. One of the things that I wanted to talk about yesterday that we didn't get to, but the fact there's an issue that I think is really important to believers, or at least it should be. But it's not an issue that gets talked about very much. I mean, there's all kinds of political issues. There's abortion. There's what are we going to do with military. There's economic concerns. There's all sorts of things. But as far as believers are concerned, our most important issue is the ability to communicate the good news. Mm-hmm. Right now, we have a freedom over the airwaves. That's why we can have a radio program like we do to broadcast the good news. We have freedom of worship in churches and freedom to express that faith in the public square. And we want to continue to have that freedom. Why? Because the gospel message is the most important message that the world could ever know, the world could ever hear. And we want the freedom in this country to be able to express it freely, to inject the gospel message into all of these critical issues that we are facing today. Why? Because the gospel is what's going to bring about some really positive solutions for individuals, and as those individuals come together in communities, that's where we're going to see change take place. So certainly, for example, the abortion issue is a huge issue in our country, and I think the two platforms are as clear and as starkly different as you could possibly hear them. And I know Christians, they're going to say, hey, I'm not going to vote for somebody that is going to support abortion. And I think that's the right decision to make. But we as Christians have a powerful weapon to bring to bear in that arena, and that is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel that says God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting men's sins against them. That's a message that's going to resonate with people, with mothers, young mothers facing that decision, that will help them see that there is hope in Jesus Christ. And when that message touches hearts in that arena, you're going to see a lot of women making decisions based on that truth. Yeah. And those decisions we can count on to be good because they're decisions that are rooted in the good news of Jesus Christ. So we want that freedom to bring that gospel message to bear on the issues of today. Paul put it this way: pray also for me that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. That should be a prayer on all of our hearts, that we would have opportunity to make known the mystery of the gospel. Why? Because only the mystery of the gospel can penetrate down and touch a human heart and bring about real transformation, can bring about real change, can bring about real life. So when you vote, have that issue in mind. I want to vote for a candidate that's going to allow freedom of expression to continue as far as my faith, our faith in Christ, is concerned. It's kind of interesting. You know, we have freedom of religion, and that term, that's part of the Constitution, that's part of our rights. And what does that mean? That we can freely express our faith in the public square. Now, today, that's being changed to freedom of worship. And what they're meaning when politicians say, yes, we're all for freedom of worship, is the private expression of that. You can freely worship in the house of worship that you so desire. You can do so at your home, but leave it there. Don't bring your freedom of worship out to the public square. But that's not what the Constitution said. The Constitution says that we have freedom of religion, which means we can express our religious beliefs in the public square, that we can bring our faith to bear on every single issue that we face as Americans. We want to preserve that right. We want to protect that right. Why? Because the gospel is everything. So absolutely, when you vote, have that in mind.
Well said, Bob. Thank you for those thoughts. Plenty of open lines right now, 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. I'm Bob Davis, and thank you for joining us, everybody. Honor, respect, dignity. You know, as we anticipate Veterans Day this Friday, we believe that that's what our veterans deserve. You know, it's a sad thing as we contemplate the upcoming date that there's a statistic that says 22 U.S. veterans commit suicide every day. Well, at Basic Gospel, it's our purpose to reach out to those who have lost hope and share the life-transforming truth of God's Word. We think many of you, our friends and listeners, would like to help with that. We put together a packet of hope with materials to help encourage vets to embrace the love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, for just $22, you can give that gift of hope. All you need to do is visit basicgospel.net/vet. to provide a packet for a veteran in your life. That's basicgospel.net/vet. And if you are a veteran, by the way, use that same link and click I'm a Veteran to request your free packet. Again, that's basicgospel.net/vet. Honor, respect, dignity. It's what our veterans deserve. They fought for us. Now, let's fight for them.
Well, thank you, Bob. And just a point of clarification, when folks go to that website, basicgospel.net/vet, and they want to make a contribution, they may have a particular veteran in mind that they would like for that package to be sent to. So once you click that Send Hope link, it will take you to a form that you fill out. At the bottom of that, there is a comment box. You can put the name and address of a veteran that you want to send that package to. So you may have somebody in mind, Tim Roller, who's a pastor up in Indianapolis. Yep. He wanted to send a package to a particular person. Mm-hmm. And so he asked, how do I do that? So I wanted to clarify that if you have a particular person in mind, you know their name and address, simply put that in the comment box at the bottom of the form that you're filling out, and then we will get that package to that particular person. So we want to say thank you to all the folks that have already responded. We've had quite a buzz as far as our website is concerned and the video that we put out on that. And many, many people are watching that, sharing that, passing that on to others. And I hope our listeners will really back this whole campaign, and let's reach as many vets as we possibly can and give them some hope in Jesus Christ. As we mentioned, many, many of the problems they face are spiritual in nature. Right. I was talking to a good friend today, and he was telling me a little bit of his military experience as a veteran of the Air Force. Was discharged because of some physical things that were going on in his life. And as he got back to the United States, he faced enormous amounts of depression and anxiety about how he was going to readjust and find a new career, because this was going to be his life. He wanted to devote himself to the service of this country through his military affiliation. And when that happened, he experienced depression, and it was the power of the gospel that really put him on solid footing. So we want that solid footing to be available to other veterans as they are facing the many problems that they are, and we want to help answer those spiritual questions that they have by delivering to them the good news of Jesus Christ.
Well, once again, that website is basicgospel.net/vet. We hope you'll take advantage of it. Again, 844-322-2742. Plenty of open lines, plenty of time on the clock. We've been talking about the issue of worship. We haven't heard from our friend Brad in O'Fallon, Missouri for a while, so he left a message overnight. Let's hear what Brad has to say.
Hi, this is Brad from O'Fallon, Missouri. Have been enjoying the topic of worship. I believe the Holy Spirit has connected some dots for me concerning worship, which ties in with what your dialogue has been the first 2 days of the subject, and that is when we enter His rest, according to Hebrews 4:9-10, we make ourselves available. And then if you look at Romans 12:1, which talks about becoming or making ourselves available to be a living sacrifice, that works right in because God is in us with His life and living His life in and through us. And that's true worship, is allowing God to be doing what He has always wanted to do. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Well, Brad, thanks for those comments and insights. And yes, our reasonable act of worship is offering ourselves to Christ to live His life through us.
Yes,
it's reasonable because it's in light of all that we have in Christ, all of the mercies that have been granted to us because of His death, burial, and resurrection. So I think Brad is spot on, and we can fully, I guess, engage in that, offering ourselves when we're really at rest in what Christ has accomplished for us, can't we?
Oh, yeah, because if you're not at rest, it means that you're focused on yourself and your own behavior and your own performance and your own ability to do something. And how can you worship God when, by definition, when you're focused on yourself, you're serving yourself, you're worshiping yourself? That's idolatry. Even when we're trying to do good things. But when we've come to a conclusion regarding the finished work of Jesus and we rest in that finished work, our eyes get off of ourselves, our eyes are on Jesus. Worship is a natural outgrowth of that. It's just as natural as breathing.
Yes, indeed. I love how Paul puts it. The last verse of Ephesians is this: grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love.
Yeah.
That's what worship is all about. Now, when we were lost, that was an impossibility. Mm-hmm. There were powers exerting forces on us, controlling us. We were in bondage. As Jesus said, the one who sins is a slave to sin. So it's not just these acts out here. It's a power that was in charge of us. Well, that's what Christ's death brought an end to. I mean, He crushed those powers underneath His foot, and He has set us free to truly and genuinely worship Him. And as we do, we're going to see this undying love grow in our hearts, and with that undying love, a willingness to submit ourselves to the One who loved us and gave Himself for us. That's what this worship is all about.
Well, thanks, Brad, for your call. And friends, want to remind you that if you have something you'd like us to discuss, can't get to the phone while we're actually on the air live, simply go to basicgospel.net/ask. There you can leave a voice or written question, and we'll be glad to address it soon on Basic Gospel. Again, that's basicgospel.net/ask.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Dallas, Texas, to Mike listening to us on The Word. Hi, Mike.
Hi, thank you.
How can we help you today?
Well, thank you. I love your program. I just am struggling with, well, not struggling, but just wanted to bring up the election and so much positive things that y'all have said about that. And I just reflect back on the kings of Israel in the Old Testament and how some of them were so wicked, but God just was just in control. And no matter what happens today, what happens this evening, I just want to relate to everybody. God is in control. That's all I have to say. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thanks for that call, and thanks for those good words. We certainly appreciate that. And we've seen a lot of that, you know, on Facebook feeds and social media feeds, that God is sovereign, God is in control. The question is, do we really believe it?
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people give lip service to that, but they're wringing their hands over this election. They're anxious about it. They're fearful about it. And they're letting that anxiety and fear kind of control them. But they would say, yeah, God is in control. I think the issue is, do we really believe that? Do we truly, genuinely believe that God is in control? And I think when we do, I think there's this big sigh of relief. We can actually kind of rest and relax. And so, Mike, I appreciate you bringing that to the airwaves today. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. And I'm first in line on those who... can we really believe? I'm first in line. Thank you so much.
Okay. God bless. Have a great day, Mike.
Yeah. Here's a good little self-test to do. It's not today. It's tomorrow. What mood are you going to be in tomorrow if your candidate, whoever it is, at whatever level, doesn't win?
There's going to be a big void in my life because I've considered this a year-and-a-half football game. Back and forth, back and forth, yes.
Yeah, I mean, if you believe that God is in control, you can respond by faith regardless of the outcome.
Yeah, our commission as believers in Christ is to go out into the world and make disciples by identifying people with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's our commission. We're to take the gospel out to the world. The apostles did that, and as somebody said, if Christianity could survive Herod and Caesar and all of that, I think here in America it can survive whoever's in charge as far as the president is concerned.
Yes.
So, you know, tomorrow we need to go about doing what we're supposed to be doing today and yesterday, and that is simply proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ and to show that gospel message in action, you know, rolling up our sleeves, getting involved with people, finding out what's really going on inside of them, and bringing the gospel message to bear as the relevant message, not a relevant message, but the relevant message for their problems and situations. So let's keep doing what God has called us to do, being ministers of the new covenant, ministers of reconciliation. That's what the world needs. The world needs life. The world needs forgiveness. The world needs freedom. Those things are bound up in the person and work of Jesus.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go to Brooklyn, New York, and talk to Martin. Hi, Martin.
I'm at this point.
Martin, you're on the air.
Hello, brother. Hold on one second. Yeah, hello, brother.
Welcome to Basic Gospel. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes. Well, I thought I'd give a comment and to add, as they say, to add a seasoning to the food. Well, so far it's going great, and I got a few people saved by the Lord through your program.
Wow.
Martin, that's wonderful, my friend. Thank you for... help spreading the word about the broadcast, and in so doing, really spreading the word about Jesus.
Yeah, but I see you guys are not on MCA anymore.
We're not on WMCA. We're on. We made some decisions. Some of it was financial in nature, but a lot of it was opportunities to reach a broader audience. So we're on a big, huge network called the Christian Satellite Network. We're on Sirius XM now. So we're actually reaching a much bigger audience today than we were 3 or 4 months ago, and actually reaching a much bigger audience today than we have in, say, the last 10 years. So sometimes you have to make those sort of decisions, and we miss being in New York. But thank you for continuing to make the program known, because there's many ways that you can stay connected with us.
Amen. All right. Well, good to hear from you.
Well, good to hear from you, Martin. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for your call. We sure appreciate it. And God bless you for sharing the good news with people in
such a
way that they're responding and being made alive in Jesus. There's nothing better than that.
Yeah. Thanks, Martin.
Keep doing your good work, my friend.
Yeah. Well, guys, overnight, an email from an anonymous writer. What advice or words of comfort would you give to a former caregiver who made health decisions for a loved one that ended horribly? The person carries a weight of regret, guilt, sorrow, and wishing they could do things over. Thank you for your answers and for your prayers.
Well, my dad died a number of years ago. Almost tomorrow is the 17th year anniversary of my dad's passing. And my mom had taken him to an emergency room the night before. He was complaining of various symptoms, some chest tightness, some flu-like symptoms. Took him to the emergency room. They treated him and sent him home. He had an appointment with a physician the next day. And early that next morning, he got up and went into the hallway and just fell over. Mm-hmm. Mom heard a big thump on the wall. And when she went out there, she knew that he was gone.
Wow.
Called 911. And that weighed heavily on Mom's heart and on her shoulders for a long, long time. And finally, we sat down and talked, and I said, Mom, Dad's life was never in your hands. It was always in God's hands. And that was the thing that really helped her release that, to let go of a burden that she shouldn't have been bearing to begin with.
Right.
And I think we have to do that in this situation as well, is to say that no one person's life is in our hands, you know, as far as being a caregiver. You make the decisions you make. You do it with the information that you have at the time, and you trust the Lord with the outcome. If that person was in Christ, you know where they are, and you can take joy and comfort in that. But recognize that God loved that person more than you did. God was more interested in that person than you were, and God has given that person every opportunity to respond to the gospel. So recognize that, be thankful for that, and I think that will help ease the burden as you let your roots grow deep into that truth.
Well, we appreciate hearing from this anonymous writer, and if you have something you'd like to post by email, you can do that as well at bob@basicgospel.net. It's a sad thing to read the statistic that says 22 U.S. veterans commit suicide every day. We believe that honor, respect, and dignity are what our veterans deserve. And at Basic Gospel, it's our purpose to reach out to those who have lost hope and share the life-transforming truth of God's Word. And we think many of you, our listeners and friends, might like to help too. We have put together a packet of hope with materials to help encourage veterans to embrace the love and grace of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. For just $22, you can give them the gift of hope. Visit basicgospel.net/vet to provide a packet for a veteran that you might know, a family member, someone you might work with, or someone in the broader community. Again, that website is basicgospel.net/vet. And if you are a veteran, we have a free packet for you. Just visit that same website, basicgospel.net/vet, and click I'm a Veteran to request yours. Again, the website, basicgospel.net/vet. And once again, friends, if you can't get to the phone while we're actually on the air live and would like to pose a question, what you can do is go to basicgospel.net/ask, and we'll be glad to address your question soon on Basic Gospel. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Now, for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.